Ethics 2.0, we've just decided to put 2.0 in front of everything.
And
back of everything.
That's appropriate.
Just because it just makes it sound better.
And this actually doesn't have my fingerprints on it. This is what the panel is before the Government Marketing Forum. And so it's and that's what the name they gave it. So yeah. Just so people don't think that I put 2.0 on the back of everything,
which you do. But that's beside the point. So this is ethics in what capacity?
Well, ethics in the capacity of the government and in the capacity that the Obama administration has put such an emphasis on ethics in the government right now and where we stand and really tighter regulations. Chris, we talked about it in the show. At the end of the Bush administration, things started to seem to go a little haywire there. And
you know,
now,
everyone was so, I know you love this word, agitato.
Right.
People got very, very upset about, and so there's a real focus on, hold on, are there the Boeing situation?
Okay, so we're talking about contracting ethics.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And specifically the relationship between contractors and agencies, making sure everything's lined up correctly. And Rob, you know, sheds a good amount of light on the subject of, you know, how strict and tight things have become, so much to the point where, you know, some people can't show up to give a keynote address and then accept the dinner that goes along with it. So it's really interesting.
You can't even stay.
Right.
And the concern, of course, is that it how do you have a conversation if you're not there?
Right.
And so is this, are there unintended consequences that result from everyone agrees you people shouldn't be bribing people and all those kinds of things. Everybody agrees with that. The question is, what are the unintended consequences? And I keep arguing that I think transparency will end up freeing up a lot of this, because if you say who you got it, who, where you had a dinner, and who you're talking to, then people can make up their own decision. And frankly, if like DC, the DC government here, for all their conferences that they have with vendors, they just post them on YouTube. There is no have or have nots. Everybody can see it. It's out there for everybody to see. And I think that'll increasingly come to the federal
government. And one of the points that's made in the show, though, is that you're always going to have some bad people doing bad things. And so that's really what you have to look out for here. And Rob makes that point. So we really get into you know, some of the nuances right now of how the new administration is really trying to focus on ethics and making sure everything's in line.
And I think even more in line with that, if people want to do bad things, guess what? They're going to do that.
Right.
That we've seen that happen. We have laws. There are laws. People are in jail for the Boeing situation. So how, at what point do we really want to stop a communication going on?
Right.
So it's a very interesting issue. Vendors very concerned about it. Frankly, government still, because there's no consistency across agencies. So some agencies will say, okay, fine for you to go to that. Some agencies will say, no, never, can't go to, you can't ever see anybody. And so it makes a very, very complex framework.
I got to ask one last question from a layman's perspective. Are we talking about new laws that need to be in place with more teeth? Are we talking about more enforcement? Are we talking about more oversight? I mean, like you just said, there are laws there. People went to jail for the Boeing thing.
There are a lot of laws in place, and people have gone to jail. You're never going to have a completely clean system. It's just not. It's not going to happen. There are bad people in the world, and they do bad things.
Well, especially with something the size of the government.
And when you're spending, $75 billion just on technology, that
right.
doesn't include anything else. Guess what? You're going to have some bad apples in there. The concern is, do we focus only on those bad apples, or do we focus on a system that generally 95% of the time works very, very well, and by and large, the system does work very well. Do you focus on that, or do you focus on, you know, routing up every bit of fraud, waste, and abuse that's out there?